We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Deion Sanders, I don't really even understand the origin of this, unlike how it became a thing over the weekend, because out of the pocket.
Well, here's what happened, at least to my knowledge. Colorado is making their players in spring ball wear jerseys with no names and no numbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was asked a question about numbers, and it just kind of like led him on this whole thing about having to earn your stripes. Is kind of what he was saying.
This clip we have, though, is from his speech to the team and him explaining to them the situation.
All right, let's go ahead and play that right now.
If you want a number, and I love this, you got to earn it. The reason we're here is because we ask you for the numbers that you desire, and a lot of you guys was desiring numbers that ain't you. What I mean by that, a lineman is not wearing a single digit. That's not going to happen up under me. That's not going to happen. And if you ain't that guy, you're not wearing a single digit. Back in the day, when we came up, the single digits was that guy, right? It was him. It was who he was. How can you ask for number one and you ain't the one? Okay? Second of all, ain't nobody gonna wear the number of the quarterback. I don't care if it's my son. I don't care who it is. Whoever the starting quarterback is, nobody's wearing the duplicate number. That don't happen nowhere. It's not gonna happen here. We only have 8 single digits because 2 is gone and I give out 1. So there's only 8 left. You're not wearing 0. That would never happen because that means you're nothing. So that's, I don't understand who wants a 0. I don't understand if you want to be a nothing. I don't get that. So that's 8, 7 of those numbers, and we will assign those. Or you work your butt off, we get it. But forget 1, forget 0, forget 2. So you do the mathematics and see what's left. You earn it.
I think Deion
carry the 2.
He might want to carry the 2 himself. Can we just start with the number 0?
Because you're nothing.
That's the dumbest explanation I've ever heard for somebody wearing the number 0 ever. The idea that you would be that literal about a number, whether it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 68, 70, somewhere in between there. The idea that you're that literal about numbers almost makes Deion sound like the oldest man on the planet.
You know what, though? I'll say this. For as much as this day and age we coddle student athletes,
mm-hmm. players. Participation trophies.
Well, not even just that. I'm more or less talking about, like, you know, NIL and like recruiting. We'll do anything to get this guy here.
Mm-hmm.
He's like kind of bucking the trend. Like, people still want to go play for him. Really good players want to go play for him, and they want to play by his rules.
You want to know why?
Because he's badass.
Because I bet you the check clears. I bet you this is the area he picks and chooses where he is the hard ass. Like, I don't believe, like, I don't know what the endowment is at Colorado. I can guarantee you the second Deion went there, he had assurances of money that would be used to help aid the program.
So basically, he's got enough to pay the quarterback, to pay the star receivers, the stud defensive ends, and all those.
Yes, because this is something we can't
because
track.
Really, I mean, you only need like 6, 7, like, really, really good players to compete.
If you buy 6 or 7 good players and you just have a good rest of your roster, you're going to be just fine.
You'll be fine.
Especially in the Pac-12, dear God. Didn't USC prove that?
Didn't Colorado win 1 game last year?
I believe they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 game.
And that was a 2-win team. I think we all saw that. So there's upside.
Who did they beat? I forget.
Remember, it was probably San Jose State of East LA.
Maybe, yeah. It's so funny, dude. Good. I think back, I did their opener last year, and I was like, oh, they're all excited, you know, playing TCU in primetime, and then they proceed to lose every game.
I think the numbers thing's stupid. Now, granted, I still am enough of a traditionalist.
I don't like seeing linemen wear single digits. I
don't like seeing any. I like the traditional. All right, wide receivers, you're 80. Safeties, running backs, and others, you're going to be 20 through 40.
It used to help us identify the position, the player.
And quarterbacks.
And by the way, as a broadcaster, it really makes it more difficult. You're like, oh, a guy broke up a pass. He's wearing, you know, number whatever. Oh, yeah. It's number one, it's a defensive lineman.
I think it's a DB. Like, why do players care about lower digit? Now, maybe this.
It's been a thing forever, dude.
But like, why? Why? If you're a wide receiver, why?
Because they look better on you.
I talk about worrying about the wrong thing. But the idea that he's going to make that, this reminds me. Wasn't it Hugh that took the stripes off the Browns helmet? And we're like,
I forget.
You're going to earn your stripes here in Cleveland. I'm like not, or it wasn't Freddie, because that was is even too collegiate for Freddie. I think some of that stuff is just stupid. And maybe it works. Maybe it's like a team building thing. I think it's kind of embarrassing. I think, like, if you're Deion Sanders, you've got how many Super Bowl rings? You did what you did at Jackson State, better for better or worse. You have all of this clout. And you're like, I'm going to make you earn your numbers. Okay.
Love it.
Or maybe just don't play games because you'd already paid for most. I'm sure that you paid in some way for some of these gentlemen to be there. If you want to run your program like an NFL team, you can't then do Little League crap like this.
I don't think it's Little League.
Earn your stripes. Earn your numbers. Earn, like, they're already there. They've already earned it.
You can't listen. First off, these guys are a lot of them 18, 19, 20 years old. They're not 35-year-old guys in the league.
Well, yeah,
who would look through you like, yeah, you're bleep you.
No,
and
that's
also
fair.
We're not talking about an NFL money either.
In fairness, it's probably not going to be looked. But you know what though? With the more professionalized that is that a word? Was that what I was
professionalized?
Sure. Let's go with that. The more professionalized college sports are, the younger guys are going to start looking at it this way. This is Mickey Mouse type stuff. I don't know that these guys will, but players are getting smarter to this younger. 216-474-0092.
What did you just say?
Players are getting smarter this younger. Everybody know that's you know, that's poetic, really.
Got that, Keith?
I'm just surprised. I'm surprised that Deion would kind of do the try hard thing, which is what I think it is, not what you think it is.
To be fair, I also
to be fair.
That clip we played, I had not. That's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
The clip where he was talking to the press,
with
wearing a cowboy hat, by the way, which is Deion wearing a Colorado Buffaloes shirt with like five gold chains and a cowboy hat is peak college football.
Are you ready for a very hot take?
Yeah, go ahead.
He didn't pull it off.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, I thought it was great.
I don't think it looks right. You have to have...
Oh, dude.
It's like a bald head. You got to have the right dome to pull off a bald head. You have to have a certain, like, face shape.
You think I pull it off?
Yes.
Oh, thank
yes.
you.
Yes. You have to have a... And I don't know if it's symmetry. It's like the old definition of pornography. I know it when I see it. Same thing with cowboy hats. I can tell you right away. You put on a cowboy hat, I can tell you if you can pull it off or not. It's just, and I don't think Deion pulled it off. I actually think, kind of like this, it seemed a little try-hardy. I don't know if Deion was this try-hardy at Jackson State. We just didn't see it. Or maybe it didn't matter because he was winning. But this, the cowboy hat actually might even be more sus to me. Not mid, but more sus to me than the, we're going to make you earn your single-digit number. Ryan, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Ryan.
Yeah, you have to think about this single-digit thing. I don't think it's all Deion Sanders. Think about where his offensive coordinator came from.
Sean Lewis.
Sean Lewis from Kent State. And Dustin, you covered a number of his games.
Yep, Sean's a good friend.
Single-digit guys. That's where that whole philosophy comes from. It worked. The culture worked because Kent State, before Sean Lewis got there, was 1-11.
Garbage.
They were a bad program, and he turned it around with discipline. It's hard to wrangle in college students. It is. that's a way to get him focused. So I don't think he's in the wrong for this. You're going to have a lot of seniors wearing those numbers, but every now and then you're going to pluck a sophomore or junior out of that group.
Ryan, we appreciate
Thank
it, buddy.
You,
Thank you for the call.
Good insight. It was funny. I was watching some clips because I do follow Deshaun Lewis. I covered him for years at Kent State, and you know, we became pretty friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I still follow all his tweets and stuff. And he's doing a good job. Like, he's the quarterback's coach too, so he's working with Shedeur Sanders.
So you got to think, by the way, the whole point of taking that job, Deion's not going to be there for the next 10 years. Maybe Deion's there for the next 3 years. So if you can go to Colorado, be a part of that turnaround, and in 3 years, Deion bounces for Oklahoma or Florida State or whatever job, they're going to turn it right over to you, right?
I mean, maybe he does bounce. I don't know. Like, Colorado's going to – I think they're going to experience some really quick success,
mm-hmm.
which that program forever has not.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been mm-hmm. since, like, Gary Barnett, right?
Yeah.
Like the 90s,
yeah,
basically. And there's a lot of money in Boulder. And I think they're gonna. I think they'll pony up.
That's interesting. Well, because
but also Deion knew he kind of tapped out at Jackson State.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's only so much Jackson State can do, where you have to go to the next level.
I kind of feel like that's Colorado. So
I don't think so.
So Colorado versus I'd rather jobs.
Now, listen, I don't know. Sorry to cut you off, Nick.
I forgive you.
I don't know what's gonna happen with the Pac-12. Nobody does.
That's
but
actually
I'd rather
a great wild
be
card,
I'd
yeah.
rather be in the Pac-12 right now, at least, than be in the SEC or the Big Ten.
I mean,
because if let's say he runs the table in the Pac-12 this year,
mm-hmm.
dude, they're going to be the darling of college football. We know, I already know, dude. I saw some of the assignments for the spring games coming up because I'm doing a couple spring games, and it's like, I mean, that's like one of the only games that's on big ESPN.
I think eventually
they're going to get covered.
I think eventually to have any chance to win a national championship, you're going to have to be in either the Big 12 or the SEC. I think eventually, even like, I think.
I disagree, dude.
I think.
And by the way, we're going to 12 teams in a year.
Well, I'm talking about winning a national championship, not making the playoffs.
Oh, I think you could easily. I think you can win anywhere.
I just feel like the financial gap at an
With
SEC
what?
Or Big 12, just in terms of the money that they're making and the money they offer. Because Deion is not going to be content being the best team in the Pac-12 if all he's doing is making the playoffs. You know he's eventually going to want to seriously be a team like Bama, like Ohio State, like what USC's trying to do.
Remember, though, Deion's different.
I don't think he's that different.
I do.
Why? That sounded very, like, aggressive.
I'm just trying to think, like, how many big-time coaches have we seen that are have the resume as a player,
mm-hmm.
as Deion Sanders?
That's fair. I would also say, how many times have coaches said, "I'm happy here," and
no,
then they have?
That's 100% fair. I'm just my whole thing is like, Deion to me seems like a different cat.
Like, he doesn't need the big job.
He doesn't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need the accomplishments. I don't think. I think he's happy, and I think he likes the challenge.
There's something about
Hall of Fame type players that like the challenge.
There's just a seductiveness to one of the premier blue blood jobs. Like, even Colorado at its best, it doesn't have the prestige of Florida State, his alma mater.
Yeah.
I actually think that's a wild card. I'm not sure Mike Norvell's a good coach. I don't think he's a bad coach, but I don't know he's a premier coach. And if Deion starts winning in Colorado, there's going to come a moment where If the grass starts to die out a little bit in Tallahassee, I don't know why I went Gainesville there, in Tallahassee, the grass will be greener with Deion.
That's, I think, the only job he'd take.
Ooh, Alabama, man.
Nah.
Really?
If I'm Deion Sanders, I don't want to be in the shadow of Nick Saban.
Georgia?
I think it's Florida State or bust.
That's interesting.
I think he stays in Colorado for a minute. And when I say a minute, that's sarcastic. I think he'll be there for a little while.
I would, if we had like an over-under and you said it for 4.5 years, I would comfortably take the under. Like, I damn near would say under 3.5 years, I still might take the under. But I think 4.5 years, because I think you're right. I think if Deion, let's say Deion goes out next year, Dusty, mm-hmm. and they win 10 games. Deion will be the hottest commodity on the coaching market. Unless like a Ryan Day leaves, unless Kirby Smart, which why would they? Unless one of, like, Deion would be the hottest commodity in coaching with one really great year at a Power 5 school like Colorado. Or God forbid they win 12 games, they make a playoff push, yeah.
What are the chances? I mean, this is, 2024 is when we're expanding, I believe?
Yeah.
I should know that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. What if he made the playoff in his first year? It's certainly possible.
He'd be even hotter than what I just said with a 12-win team.
By the way, some people think Shedeur Sanders, his son, could be an NFL player.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that was also part of the move for Deion.
Yeah.
Is I think
giving
his,
exposure to
yeah,
his kid.
Yeah, because, you know, they always, a couple of the biggest things that people care about is how many snaps have you had at the quarterback position since high school? That's the new thing, or combined with high school.
Mm-hmm.
He already has played a lot of college football at being a starter at Jackson State. Now you move it to he then was able to do it in a year at Colorado. Yeah, he's undersized. Yeah, he's this. Yes, he's that. I guarantee you he'd be a first-round pick if he continues to ball at the same level at Colorado.
By the way, in that thing he said no one's wearing number two. Is that for his son?
I don't know.
Or is he just not letting anyone wear number? Because I think his son wore number two at Jackson State.
Well, remember, he was being hyper literal about you're not wearing zero.
Yeah, because, no one wears zero because you're a zero.
Yeah, so maybe it's number two.
And number one would be the best player.
You're not wearing the number two because you're not number two. Maybe
who gets
it's
number,
that.
Who if you wear, dude, what about the pressure of that now? If you get the number one at Colorado, man. Because I always remember, like, back in the day, and Keith can attest to this, number one at Michigan is a big deal for the best wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a thing. Right,
and with a lot of fans up there, like during the Rich Rod years, they were just giving it to like guys
they didn't
coming
care.
In as freshmen,
and
they
fans were pissed.
It. And yeah, they were. Braylon was especially was one
oh,
of the
Braylon
guys
was
that
pissed.
Was not happy.
Yeah,
but yeah, like a lot of schools view that as that's not something that should go to a freshman coming in.
And I will say this: I mean, there's so many double numbers. There should not be double numbers on single digits.
Yeah, why? I agree
because
with
like
you
Deion said, if you get a single digit, you got to be that dude.
Why does it? I guess it's a status thing, and I just don't understand.
It is, yeah.
Single digits aren't the coolest number. You know they're like the coolest number in the world? Give me 57. Give me like a badass linebacker wearing 57.
Why is that the coolest number?
It just looks cool. It's a cool-looking number.
57?
There are cool-looking numbers. Right? Give me.
I would say that's
give me
like
78.
Top five boring number.
Give me 78 for a left tackle. Give me 92 for an edge rusher. Those numbers are cool.
You really think that an edge rusher would rather have the number 80, or what'd you say?
92 for an edge rusher.
An edge rusher would rather have 92 than to wear like number 9 out there?
They should. It's a better number. Obo Okoronkwo should not want to wear 7. He should want to wear 70. Actually, that's not a great number for an edge rusher. Should want to wear 97. That's better because it tracks with what I was saying. 216-474-0092.
57.
If you're a linebacker, 57 looks cooler than number 9.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the, you know.
Snap the ball.
Whatever, in the 80s. It was a cool number in the 80s.
It was a cool number in like 2000. What did Ray Lewis wear? 51. It's a cool number.
52.
That too.
Carry the two.
Come on, carry the
what
two.
Is it about that seat? People know those jersey numbers.
Because 57 is the best. What's the best jersey number?
57 is a long snapper, Nick.
Like a really good long snapper, though. Like the guy that gets like a 3-year deal, right? The guy that's like, he's like.
By the way, we pointed this out in
Turk Schonert
in training camp. The best job ever. They sit on a medicine ball and just like put the ball in the jugs machine.
What's the best roster number? What's the best NFL number? Best baseball number is 24. Or 25. Or 23.
So,
definitely one of those three.
So one of the best jersey numbers in football actually wore.
Which one's that?
21.
It's a decent number. That's a good number.
It's the number I wore in my NFL debut.
Not rookie numbers.
My NFL debut, wore right number 21.
There. What's the best
pretty,
number?
It was pretty sweet.
Can't believe you didn't pick 57.
What's the best?
They offered me numbers.
He was a defensive back. Don't be ridiculous.
And then I said, you know what? They offered 21, but... I said, listen, I think I want 57.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.